Hi guys, women have very dark manipulation tactics they use to control you, and you're probably not even aware of it. It's always painted that men are so deceptive, lying, and manipulative, not caring about who they hurt along the way. But women are masters of psychology, and a lot of them use these six tactics I'm about to share with you. One, withdrawal. Women know how to have you worried, blaming yourself, etc., all while they're all smiles watching you wonder what the hell you even did wrong. Guys have almost been programmed to believe that if their lady is keeping to herself, then something must be wrong. Your brain automatically goes into panic mode and you start thinking if you missed her birthday or anniversary, or if it's something else that you forgot or something that you did wrong. Now, the next thing you know, that you're trying to make up for something that you didn't even do to begin with. Women do this to try to keep you on your toes. It's a way to make sure that you don't get too comfortable and start taking her for granted. It's a scare tactic to have you constantly thinking about her and start panicking because you feel that you might be losing her. Number two is mirroring. Mirroring is when someone copies the characteristics and traits of someone else. This could be through body language. This could be through verbal and physical habits, attitudes, tendencies, etc. I have a separate video on mirroring that goes in further detail, but basically they evaluate what you need in a relationship so they can pose as a perfect match for you. The problem is that it's never truly genuine. It's a tactic they use to bring your guards down in order to easier fulfill whatever agenda they have. Number three is guilt. A woman knows that there's a heavy responsibility on men to ensure that their woman is happy and well taken care of. She plays on that to get what she wants, or when she wants to get your emotions under her control. Guilt tripping you almost immediately changes any situation to work in her favor. Do you know how many men know something is off in their relationship? The signs are there that she's being unfaithful, but she throws a tantrum, or she turns on waterworks, or she blames the man for being insecure or controlling. And what does the man do? He starts questioning if he's tripping or if he's thinking too deep about obvious signs that he's seeing. Then he's apologizing to her to make her feel better when she knows that he was right all along. Number four is the hot and cold method. This is a staple in the manipulation playbook. She showers you with affection and attention, making you feel comfortable and attached to her. Then she catches you off guard with a disappearing act. Going ghost, conversations seem dry, her demeanor starts to give off very much cold shoulder vibes. That's when those answers start sounding like this. I'm fine. Okay, nothing. Yeah, I'm busy. Talk to you later. You don't realize it, but she's getting you hooked. Now you're sitting there like an addict, messaging, asking what's wrong. You want to see her, buying gifts to try to fix whatever you think is happening in an effort to get her attention and affection again. Number five, the power of suggestion. This is a very covert trap. Have you ever been with a woman and she conveniently sticks into the conversation about this shoe that she saw or this dress that she saw online and loved? Or if y'all are together and she sees something that she likes and she says things like, I would love it if a man did something like that for me. Or I've never had a man buy me anything like that. What she's doing is subconsciously putting actions into your head. She's not directly telling you to buy it or do certain things for her, while at the same time influencing you to want to do these things for her. Number six is love bombing. Now, this is probably one of the most strategic and darkest ones. It comes in waves, a process that sucks you in and controls you just the way she likes it. It involves hyping you up, compliments, affection, the whole nine. She's going to make you feel like you're the perfect match, like you're special. They shower you with all this love and attention in an attempt to influence you. This is how love bombing looks. Day one, you're so handsome. Day two, oh my God, we have so much in common. Day three, I don't usually fall for someone this fast. Day four, I just feel like we're meant to be together. Day five, I love you. By the end of this process, you're falling hard, and she's got you exactly where she wants you, fully invested in her and extremely vulnerable. Be extremely careful out here, guys. There's a lot of women out to do you dirty and manipulate you for personal gain because they believe that's all men are good for anyway. When you spot these manipulation tactics, call them out on it. Better yet, leave. Because no good comes from a woman who practices these tactics. So until the next video, I'll see you guys then. Bye.